5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Today is supposed to be our final Scott Patchen show, CSU Rams defensive lineman. I just got a text from Scott about an hour ago, said I might be late, so they're still in practice and all this stuff, going through stuff, so I don't know. We're going to see how the day goes, and we'll see if we can catch up with Scott. Scott's been great to us from the program, and I know the season hasn't gone quite like Scott wanted it to or any of the Rams fans wanted it to, but Scott's been fantastic. Had a great game against Hawaii individually. Had two sacks on the day. So we'll see if we can catch up with Scott. I'm getting a lot of Rams fans on Twitter because I tweeted out that we're getting our guy Joel. Joel and I have a great relationship. Joel Cantalamessa is an awesome guy. He puts on that Ram Nation, and it's been fantastic. I mean, I've been a huge fan of what he's able to do. Digital marketer, writer, and founder, manager of RamNation.com. Now, some of you are saying that Joel is a Joe Parker apologist or whatever. Listen, I know in this industry, in order to get those interviews, and you heard Joel, he talks to Joe once a month. That's an athletic director for a D1 program. He gets to talk to the athletic director once a month. Love it or hate it, don't sit there and tell me it's not compelling stuff. But you don't get those interviews if everything out of your mouth is Joe Parker needs fired and he's a clown and all that stuff. Listen, we try to assess every situation here. Should Joe Parker be fired? Should he be done? That is a tough one to go through. I mean, he did hire Nico Medved. Is that not? I mean, that's your best. This program, by the way, they just got snubbed. They're not in the top 25 yet. They should be. They just stomped Creighton. They just destroyed them. Man, that's a fun team to watch. Does he not get any credit for that? Does Joe Parker not get any credit for hiring Nico Medved? And it's not all just about hiring and firing. Like I said with Joel, you do have to give these coaches the resources in order to do their job and the building of schedules and things like that. But you guys, I mean, I get it. Listen, didn't guys coming at me on Twitter? It's ridiculous, man. I mean, listen, I get some of it. I get your frustrations, but Joel's a good dude. And I appreciate Joel coming on the show to talk about that conversation because, again, you don't hear me absolutely crushing him. I mean, I hear our boy Tanner Schwint from NoCo Now saying fire Addazio like in week one. I don't tend to go that route because I want to have the relationship. I want to have these guys on my show. That doesn't mean I covered up. Should Addazio be fired? I'll be real honest with you. If I'm Joe Parker, no, not right now. The way you build these systems is you got to give them a little bit of time. Now, if they don't fire him this year, which I don't think they will, then yeah, he's in the pressure cooker all year next year. I'm expecting you got to win six, right? You probably got to get to a bowl game. Or maybe you got to beat a rivalry. You got to win a rivalry game. You got to get up close to six. But if I'm Joe Parker today, now was it the right hire? I wasn't for the hire. I'm with you Rams fans that are saying Tony Alford. It made perfect sense because it's kind of like the McCaffrey deal in a weird way. Because do you think that Bears fans are in a hurry to move on from McCaffrey, who just won three games in his first year? I don't think so. The guy has some grace. Alford would have had some grace. I would have hired him for that reason right there. Because it couldn't have done any worse, at least at this stage. So, I wouldn't have moved on. I'm not moving on from Addazio right now. Would I have hired him in the first place? No. Does that mean Joe Parker should be done with Colorado State? I tweeted this out, and I absolutely got eviscerated for it. I tweeted this out on Saturday night, late, probably Sunday morning. And I said, the thing about Joe Parker is the rest of his programs aren't bad. But I know that the number one program is football. Unless you're like the Dukes of the world. It's football. So because that's wrong and that's so backwards, I understand the pressure. I'm not a big blowout kind of guy right off the bat. Now, I'm looking at the Broncos. How long has Vic Fangio been the head coach for the Broncos? We're on year three, correct? And we really haven't seen any real progress. So I'm done. Steve Adazio has this full year under his belt and the COVID year, a year in which he beat Wyoming. You're not going to move on from him. I don't know if he's the guy. I'm leaning toward pretty obvious no. But this is what bad, really bad programs just do. They keep recycling before they even let these contracts get close to ending. I have my frustrations with Adazio. Trust me, I'm not even in on those media, the press rooms. Because the way they do their practice is typically their press conference is at noon. The way they do their practices is like to catch the guys, you got to be there at 11. I got a show to do every day. It's hard for me in the middle of the day to break out and go. So I don't get to be there, which maybe that's not a bad thing with the way some of these reporters have been, or, some of the vitriol from Adazio toward these reporters has been tough. But I can see why everyone's frustrated. I'm frustrated. But my football blueprint is this is the guy you hired. For better or worse, you hired him. You can't fire him after one full season. You got to let the cycle work through at least another year. Now, next year's the year, right? Next year is the year you have to put the pressure on him. And I don't have that. I think they play Michigan game one. So they got Nevada. They could finish on a 6-game losing streak and then go into next year and play Michigan and be on a 7-game losing streak. Trust me, the pressure's there. Adazio's going to have to make a vast turnaround, and you're losing a good chunk of your studs for next season. So while I understand it, listen, again, Joel and Ram Nation, I mean, that's a great outlet for people. And you guys clearly don't like Joe Parker on that outlet. But I appreciate him putting that together, and I appreciate the conversation because that's fuel, man. that Joe Parker interview that had everybody up in arms, even Joel admitted it. He didn't think what Joe Parker said was something that should have necessarily been said. Hey, the history of CSU is not very good, so, maybe you should set your... Again, I'm paraphrasing. It kind of reminded me of Dick Monfort, though. A few years ago when Monfort basically said, I think it's reasonable to say, hey, we could get in the playoffs 2 out of every 5 years. I don't like that being said. Even if that's what happens, I don't really like it being said. I want it to be said, hey, we're fighting for the playoffs every single year. We're going to try to win our division every single year. You certainly hear that from more so on the football side. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. this is so much going on. Talking Joe Parker with a Joe Parker bootlicker. Count me out on this one, Brady. Somebody commented, what are your credentials, Twitter guy, calling a real fan a bootlicker? I don't think Joel's a bootlicker. I think he's a real fan. I think that's why he created Ram Nation. I've had conversations with Joe Parker, and to be honest, I enjoy those conversations. But this does feel like a botched hire of Steve Adazio. But botched or not, you have to see it through. You're not firing him, Mike. You're a college football guy. Are you firing Steve Adazio?
No.
Got a bad record, though.
Yeah, I agree. This is not the best hire.
He lost 3 last year, so 4-11. They're 4-11. They're probably going to be 4-12 because they play Nevada this weekend.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but I actually agree with Mike Leach.
Oh, because Joel referenced Mike Leach and said we're in a very impatient society.
I think fans are definitely overreacting. They have a point. You do year three. Year three, if there's
next
no
year
improvement,
is the pressure cooker.
Yeah. there has to be some kind of improvement. I would want to see five games. I would want to see more competitiveness. If you stay the same or you get worse, we're getting rid of you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Year three. It's a little unreal. And again, I'll have Joel on all the time, man. I thought he was fantastic. But the idea that he's a Joe Parker bootlicker, I didn't get that from the interview at all. I didn't get that from, listen, you're going to have Joe Parker, you want him on your show? You can't put clown pics on your Twitter of Joe. You can't be a jerk to him.
You have to be a professional. Right. A lot of people who are making these comments,
they're not interviewing him, and they're never going to get those interviews either.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if Joe's a complete jerk, even Kevin Lytle, I mean, like all of our guys that talk to these guys, if you're absolute complete jerks to these guys, you're not going to get them on.
No, you're not. And there's professional courtesy. And if you're in the industry, you can't afford to burn bridges. You can have your opinion.
You can still be critical, which I have seen Joel be critical before. I've seen him be critical. Joel Cantalamessa, I think he's a great guy. I love the interview. I enjoyed the interview with Joe Parker. Were there cringeworthy moments where I went, oh my, he shouldn't be saying that? Yeah, absolutely. But we wouldn't have that cringeworthy moment, which was damn good radio, is what I say. It's damn good stuff. Because I always say this, I want you to be controversial. I want you to say things that I disagree with because that makes for better radio, makes for better opinions and better topics. But either way you slice this thing, Colorado State's in trouble. Losing to Hawaii, and now they got Nevada, and season's about done. More than likely going to go 3-9. But you're not firing him right now. Do you think he's the right head coach for the job? I've had that. I don't. But I do believe in having a maxim on things. I do believe in having a certain blueprint that you do that is what you're about as far as hiring, firing, and all that process. And I think that if you blow that up and say, okay, we're just going to get into this process of firing a guy, you know, after his first... yes, he got paid last year, but are we counting it? Are you counting it as a fan? Are you counting a 1-3 record as a fan last year? If you can have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. I suppose if you're going to count it, then yeah, that's part of it. If you say don't count it, then yeah, he didn't beat Wyoming either.
Yeah, I don't count interim. I count your first year is when you've recruited the freshman. That's your first year. When your first head coach, your first full season, that's your first year unless like the coach was fired really, really early. Your head coach for four games, that doesn't count.
Yeah. AA says, Brady, I'm a Husker fan. I'm used to bad close losses, but Scott Frost doesn't treat the media like Adazio. That's not how you treat the media who is there for the fan base. And I agree.
I think that's why a lot of people who just flat out don't like him.
Yeah, he doesn't treat the media very well. And I agree with you. Should that be... Do you fire him on the count of that plus the losses now, or do you give him another year? You got a buyout on your hands. 19 minutes after the hour. Let's keep talking about this. This is where it's at. I don't know if we're getting Scott Patchen on. Scott's one of those guys, too. That guy will run through a brick wall for Steve Adazio. He also tells a completely different story than what we know on the outside. And my thing to Scott is like, dude, how do we get that out in the public then? How do we let... the world, and maybe that's through these kind of segments that we're doing, but how do you let the world that Steve Adazio is not this guy all the time that comes in to the press room and just kind of blows up at everybody? How do you let people know that? 20 minutes after the hour, let's take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This year with KFKA's Cash for Christmas. Find out how at 1310kfka.com.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
After the hour, welcome back to, well, now the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. Scott, we're running a bit behind, but we're going to forgive you, man. Two nice sacks over the weekend. That's payment. We'll forgive you. How you doing, Scott?
Oh, good. Just literally getting in my car so I can kind of get away and out of the locker room. But yeah, you know, doing all right. You know, just trying to deal with that jet lag and all that stuff from the flight back. But can't complain.
Yeah, jet lag, and of course, I know that one, another rough one for you guys at the end, but my goodness, a valiant effort there in that fourth quarter trying to make that comeback against Hawaii. Say what you will. I mean, Twitter's going off right now. We had a Ram Nation guy, Joel Cantalamessa, on moments ago, but say what you will, that right there showed fight. It showed that you guys were not just going to lay down, and you know, you knew you had a game left against Nevada. It showed fight. It showed that you were, as you told us last week, and I love it. I've been thinking about it a lot, saying, hey, nothing's guaranteed tomorrow. At the end of the day, we're still allowed and able to go play football, and it's part of the experience.
Yeah, you know, and at the end of the day, you know, you want to see more wins, obviously. Nobody can argue with that, but we're just putting together the pieces, man, and Coach Dazio's still laying the bricks. So, I mean, take it for what you will. You know, I think it just shows the identity that this team is creating and actually, like, buying into. It's, we're starting to see, you know, guys just continue to fight, you know, and, you know, obviously it came up short again, but, you know, we're right now we're so close to being like, you know, a 6-5 team, you know, a team that's, you know, going to the bowl game, all that. You know, we're close, man. We really are. And the record really doesn't show how good this team is, but, you know, at the end of the day, we are what our record is at the same time, so.
Yeah, and Scott, we've talked about this a lot. It just feels like the pieces aren't there collectively. You might have a monster sequence of defense, a monster quarter of defense, or even a half, and then the offense is kind of struggling. Then suddenly the offense wakes up and a couple of gashes on the defensive side, and I think that's probably part of it, right? If we're going to look at the glass half full here, you look at it and say that's what we ultimately have to circle this out to. We have to be able to get all the units working together, as you told us. Complimentary football.
Yeah, and we talk about it as a team too. Like, that's the ultimate goal. We don't want to sit here and, you know, rely on momentum from the other side of the ball, you know, but we've in all three phases of the game have to just, you know, play for each other, you know, and you know, it'll build together and we'll create momentum that's just, you know, it'll show exactly what CSU football is and striving towards. But, you know, right now we're only seeing, you know, I think just flashes, you know, we're too, you know, the way Coach puts it, you know, up and down roller coaster ride. Almost, you know, and it's the film shows, you know, they put us in positions to win. You know, we as players have to execute better, myself included. So,
You talked, Scott, about these close games. And this, and again, this is where we are at this stage. Yes, as you mentioned, 3-8, that's the record. It is what it is. But when you go back, you had the Utah State game. That was a strange ending. We all know how crazy that one was. You and I spent a lot of time talking about that one. Boise State, you're up. And instead of getting touchdowns, settling for field goals, Boise State finds a way to get back in. There's a lot of those games there. Air Force, every time it felt like Air Force was going to pull away, you went right back into it. Hawaii ended up losing by 5 when it looked like it could be a blowout. This team has found a way to keep things close, but as you said, ultimately, whatever that reason is, just couldn't pack that final punch with some of these contests.
Yeah, you know, you're going to add Vanderbilt to the list, too, I think, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
That's another one. This team, we aren't quitters, you know, and that's the identity Coach Dazio has implemented into us, and that's great, you know, but taking the next step forward and, you know, next year, obviously, the team has to focus on not only just, you know, not quitting, but really finishing these games and finding a way to, you know, limit those mistakes, MAs, you know, critical errors, you know, that just, I think, are holding the team back. So
we're talking to Scott Patchen, and it's the Scott Patchen Show. Scott, it's our final time on the show, at least for this portion. You know, I'm hoping you and I can chat it up down the road, because on all things football, I know you have other big goals and things like that. We'd love to be able to keep those conversations going, man. But it's been a blast just hearing from you. And I know we've talked some L's, we've talked some losses, but again, we've loved having your insight, a player's insight, each and every week on these games.
You know, it's been fun for me too. It's been, you know, I've been able to try to find my radio voice, but I mean, all in all, I've enjoyed it. You know, the back and forth between me and you is awesome. You know, it's just, it's cool to, you know, have an outside opinion and look at it from, you know, an outsider's perspective, but also give you guys an insider's perspective at the same time.
And Scott, that's what I was saying too earlier, because I'm on, and I don't get on Twitter. Just stay off of it. Just stay away from it. As you said, it's not real life. We had a guy named Joel Cantalamessa on from Ram Nation, and he interviews Joe Parker once a month, I believe. And you know, a lot of people go and say, turn that around and say, oh, well, he's an apologist. He's a suck up to Joe. It's like, dude, we don't get these interviews. If I was on here every day ranting and raving, saying fire this guy, fire that guy, I know you wouldn't want to do this show with me. So we still got to be diplomatic too.
Yeah. There's a fine line between, you know, doing your job and having an opinion. A lot of the time we see it gets a little out of hand, I feel like, you know, where people's opinions overcrowd their judgment and thought process, you know, and if you want to turn off people and burn bridges, then by all means, that's what you're going to do. But, you know, like with me and you, it's just, you know, you're okay to have an opinion here and there, but, you know, don't, you know, come off as one-sided so much, you know, because then you just lose interest from both sides. Whereas, well, you know, if you play the fence, you know, I mean, you can get more views, you can keep the relationship good, you know, like there's a lot of positives to that.
Well, and I think this is what's interesting, Scott, because you've told us a lot, because you and Coach Adazio obviously have a great relationship, and you've said, hey, what people don't see is these conversations that we're having as a team, what we're having, you know, going into film study, what we're learning every single day. And I think, you know, as Coach Adazio grows with Colorado State, of course, that's the plan going forward. I think I mentioned to you, I said, hey, if there's a way for more and more of those fans, and maybe segments like this with you are ways to do that, but if there's a way for more of those fans to see that behind the scenes side of it, which I know is tough because football coaches don't like to take you there much, but who knows, maybe that would alleviate some of the stress.
Yeah, you know, and look, I would love to take some of the heat off Coach Adazio because I'm not a perfect person. I made mistakes in the game, but you know, coaches, you know, they can only draw, you know, as good a game plan as they can. You know, they can't play, you know, it's still on us to go out there and perform and do our job, you know. So I mean, at the end of the day, I think coaches take a lot more heat than they should. Now, if it was a horrible game plan and we get blown out by 50 every game, that's a different conversation. But we're not seeing that. Like we said, we're seeing a team with fight, with grit, you know. And, you know, towards the end of the games when it matters most, we see guys step up and, you know, they're making less mistakes. But, you know, if we can just cut out some of the, you know, self-inflicted wounds and stop shooting ourselves in the foot at the beginnings, you know, and, you know, not settle for field goals and capitalize, you know, on drives by not making mistakes, then – you know, this team can be such a different team with such a different record, you know. It's just a different conversation if that's the case. But it's, you know, 2021 is going to be a team to learn from and moving forward, something to build on with this program that Coach Adazio is building.
Scott, what's it like for you personally, man? You got one more game left as a Colorado State Ram. And, again, we'll see what the future holds for you. I'm not jinxing it. I kind of got the impression you don't want me to say anything on that side. So I'm not going to say it. I say it on the air without you here, but I know you have big goals. Let's just say that. What's it like for you knowing this is your last college football game coming up, and you're not, you know, you're not going to get to those goals that you guys had drawn up, but again, still a big future in your midst as far as what you're planning?
Just one last opportunity to really showcase myself, you know, really show what this team's about, and just finishing off the year on a strong note. I feel like, you know, obviously, you know, we're not going to the bowl game, you know, we've got a losing record, but, you know, we still got to go out there and fight. You know, this is going to show, like I said, the past few weeks, a lot of guys in the team, you know, it's going to show a lot of their maturity, and I think they stepped up to the part, to the opportunity last week by really pushing themselves and, you know, fighting till the end, obviously. And, you know, I'm preparing, you know, for the same thing this week. You know, guys are going to come out here and fight, you know, hard this week, you know, and really be mature about it, you know. At the end of the day, it's a job, you know. You got to go out there and perform and do your job. So
We're talking to Scott Patch, and right now, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. They've been awesome with this player network as we've grown it, and we really, our first year doing it, really appreciate Scott jumping in with us halfway through the season. It was a blast to get on that side of it. Scott, let me ask you this question. Do you have a certain philosophy that you, I know you're a student of the game too. I mean, you even talked to me about, hey, who knows, maybe one day you start dabbling on the coaching side of things. If you were to take yourself out of the relationship status with you and with Coach Adazio, that like you didn't know him, don't you have a certain philosophy of coaches to win or lose? You look at it and say, the guy needs a couple of seasons. Is there a number that you would put on that? Because, again, you have so many Rams fans freaking out, and I look at it and say, dude, one full season. A lot of these guys are not Coach Addazio guys, so love him, hate him, no, whatever. You still have to let that thing play out. Is there a number in your head where you'd go, yeah, you got to give a guy 3 years. You got to give a guy 4 years.
Yeah, so I would give him one full recruiting cycle, if that makes sense, as far as watching those guys develop and grow for 4 years. So 4 years is my, you know, where you see a coach kind of go. But obviously, if there's no progress, you know, none of that, then you can go back and reevaluate and judge. But I got faith in Coach Dazio. You're going to see progress every year, and ultimately him, you know, winning a Mountain West championship here in this conference. I think, you know, a lot of teams, they come with their A game ready to play for every time they play us, you know, because they know we're a tough team and we're not going to quit, you know. So already teams respect us and our identity, you know. But next year, you know, I look forward to watching the CSU Rams capitalize on some more wins.
Well, it's going to be interesting without you. And, of course, Trey McBride had you guys both had some monster games. Trey McBride made a little history on the tight end side for Colorado State. I know you guys are tight. I know both McBrides you're tight with. But you got studs on the defensive side and yourself and Toby, and then Trey on that side. What's that been like, too, kind of seeing him put on some history, historic performances for Colorado State as far as offensive players go?
Been awesome, you know. I mean, I think, you know, I've been around some good tight ends, you know, David Njoku, Chris Herndon at Miami, but Trey, I think, is probably just the best that I've ever seen, to be honest with you. I was at Miami, so I mean, take that for what it is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
As far as all around a player that can, you know, block, run routes, you know, I just think, you know, the special teams phase of the game, too, I think it's just Trey's an unbelievable athlete, you know, student of the game, baller, you know, whatever you want to call him. And it's awesome being around him, and it's awesome being on his team. Same with Toby, you know. Me and Toby are chatting like, this is, you know, we're not sad that it's our last week, you know. But, you know, we're just happy we got to spend the time with each other.
Yeah, I think so. There's some great players. And, again, I think there's a few players on that roster that we're going to be seeing play some more football well beyond their Colorado State games, and yourself included. Scott, you want to stick with us for another segment, man, or do you got to run? What do you got?
I can stick with you guys.
All right, man, stick with us. Let's take a short break. We'll jump out of here real fast to get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza. This is our last get-together, at least as Scott is a member of the Colorado State Rams, I believe. Who knows? Maybe we'll talk to you within a week again. You never know, but it's been great to have Scott on this show each and every week, really kind of in the middle of the season, but fun to get that insight. Hey, how about this one? Speaking of Colorado State, Scott, are you do you find some time to sit down and watch some basketball? The Colorado State Rams playing in the Paradise Jam Championship against Northeastern tonight.
I have not found any time to watch them myself. Just been a little busy, like I said, all the traveling and stuff like that. But I'll see if I can watch them tonight. You know, I know they're doing really good this season so far. I hope they keep it up.
Yeah, no, that's a fun side of it, too. I mean, just to kind of see what they can do. 5-0 to start the season and going up against this Huskies team. I don't know a lot about this Northeastern Huskies team, but I think the Rams can win this thing. Start the season off 6-0, so I know that would be good. Catching up with Scott Patchen here as a part of the Scott Patchen Show that we put together thanks to Crazy Carl's Pizza. And we finally tried the pineapple pizza a couple weeks ago, too, and you... It wasn't as bad as you thought, but you're definitely not. You're not going to go out of your way to get some pineapple pizza.
Look, I'm not saying, you know, it's not good, but it's just not my choice if I'm going in, you know, ordering pizza. You know, I'm just meat lovers or, you know, straight pepperoni or chicken bacon ranch. Like, those are all up my alley, but not a big Hawaiian guy.
What is do you have to follow a diet at all, Scott? Because you're a big guy, but you're in shape. You're not one of like those. We're seeing this with D linemen now, college and NFL ranks. It's not big fat guys anymore. It's big guys that are just, you know, in pretty damn good shape. Do you have to watch a diet at all throughout the season, or what's that look like?
You know, you can't eat like garbage, but you know, for the most part, especially during the season, it's just trying to keep the weight on.
Yeah.
You know, so obviously you're in your best shape before the season starts, but you know, and more so than you're watching what you're eating, but then. As the season goes, you're just trying to keep the calories on, eat whatever you can, you know, without it being too, you know, bad. You know what I mean?
Well, because you're working it off. You know, your guys' practices and conditioning and lifting, it's so intense that you work it off and you got to keep adding that fuel.
Yeah, the demand on your body overall is just you have to fuel it, you know. So however you can get the calories, get the calories.
What is your favorite way to go about getting those calories?
Oh, I mean, I'm a big Longhorns guy. Like, that's my go-to spot in Fort Collins. I get the Renegade sirloin. I get a side of mashed potatoes. I'll get a big bowl of French onion soup, and then they got the firecracker chicken wraps. That's my spot. If I'm going pizza, like I said, chicken bacon ranch, that's my that's probably my favorite pizza. I mean, that's really it for me, to be honest with you. I mean, other than that, I try to eat healthy, man. I'll get some, you know, Chipotle bowls. Trying to think of things with calories that aren't too horrible in your body. But, yeah, up that alley.
Yeah, I wish I had that. You know, I wish I could just say, "Hey, I need to add calories for this radio job." You know, I just need it, but I don't get that. If I eat like that, I don't have the intense workouts. So enjoy it while you have it. You probably have this for the rest of your life, though, because I'm guessing you've become accustomed to these workouts. You've become accustomed to pushing it so hard. So my guess is, well, after football, you're going to still be exercising and taking it to the limit.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely exercise. I think I might even lose some weight whenever I'm done playing football. I might be probably around 240s is probably a natural weight for me. But yeah, you know, it is what it is. We'll see however long I stick around in football for, you know, if I'm lucky enough to get picked up, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that was good. And again, I don't want to jinx anything. But again, let's just say this is our last chat with you, at least in this fashion. That's the goal, right? You're wanting to see what you can do at that next level as far as football is concerned.
Yeah, the goal is to get drafted. You know, I think I got a good chance. We'll see whatever happens this last game, what I'm able to put together, you know, pro day. Hopefully if I go to the combine in a Senior Bowl or post-grad bowl game, I think, you know. So we'll see what happens. I think, you know, I've put myself in a good position, you know. Hopefully I can keep it up this last game and then capitalize on my off-season training, picking the right agent, all that stuff. So we'll see what happens. You know, hopefully I can make some noise.
Scott, and you feel free to not answer this, but anybody that's close to you or in the football world that has a good standing in the NFL world, have you heard anything as far as what your stock looks like or anything like that, or is that yet to be determined when you get an agent and all that?
I've heard a little bit. I don't know how accurate it is. So I won't say it, but I'll leave it at that. You know, it's probably more something I talk about the agent with. You know, getting a lot of sources together, you know, seeing where I'm at, where I stand. You know, that's another thing, too, is just really honing in on where they see me at, you know, in the next level. You know, if I'm a 3-4 defensive end, you know, do I put on more weight or do I stay at 4-3 or do I play 3-4 outside linebacker, you know, because I've done it all. So it'll be interesting to see where, you know, people see me at or where I sit, you know, in some people's teams. So I think I can do any one of them. You know, it's just a matter of what the team wants me to do and who feels, you know, good enough to draft me and then put me in that situation. So
being able to adapt, right? That's one of the things that you're constantly looking at as a football player, even if it's just within your own position, just being able to increase the size or whatever it is that you need to do as far as a 3-4-4-3 type defense.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot that goes into it, you know, little nuances and stuff like that, you know, but at the end of the day, football is football. You know, you got to tackle somebody, you got to block somebody. So
yeah, it's pretty much simple. That's what I mean. If I could have got that, dude, I'd be playing D1. If I would have just got that and the size and the speed and the overall talent. Scott, my friend, we've got like 2 minutes left on the other side. So at that point, we're gonna let you go, my man. We have loved doing this each and every week. Seriously, it's been an honor for us. It's a different side. You know, we've had players on the program before, but they're usually 10-minute segments and they're just about the sport. They're just about that last game. You've opened us up, man. We've had some tough talks too about coach, about everything, the media surrounding, and we just appreciate you taking time out of your day to open up and go through all that with us.
I've been grateful and thankful to, you know, be able to do this with you too. It's been fun. You know, I look forward to staying in touch with you. You know, thank you everybody that, you know, listening, you know, and actually, you know, cares and, you know, comes in with the questions. I appreciate it all. You know, just thankful to do it. And go Rams.
All right, my friend Scott, appreciate you, dude. And yes, I will we'll absolutely be in touch. We would love to chat with you several times down the road. So we'll for sure do that. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, man. That's Scott Patch, and defensive lineman for the Colorado State Rams. These segments have been brought to you by Crazy Carl's Pizza each and every week. And that was our last football chat with Scott there, and we're moving on. Of course, we'll get David Roddy on the show on Wednesday, so we're looking forward to that one as well. We keep pressing on. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break, wrap up the show. On the other side, that was the last of the Scott Patchen Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kelly Lyle with the Fort Collins, Colorado, and your CSU Insider on the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. That does it. We launched this KFKA player network at the beginning of the football season, right when name, image, and likeness was made okay. And, of course, we reached out to Ellison Hubbard first, an amazing young man Ellison is. Of course, entered the transfer portal, though. And our focus is Rams, Bears, and Buffs, and he wasn't going to be one of those. So we transitioned in the middle of the season. Scott Patchen was awesome, came right in. Ellison Hubbard came up and said, hey, Scott's a great guy, so go that route. Those two dudes, you guys were fantastic. Dylan McCaffrey on the UNC football side of things. Now, Mysterious says, where did he end up? I don't have that information, but it's coming soon. It's coming soon from Ellison himself, so we'll get that out. If you want to thank those guys, now we shift our focus to basketball. My basketball players are going to be David Roddy and Bodie Hume. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Tuesday. Good night, Northern Colorado.